This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our lead story today comes in the form of a formula. It is widgets produced per hour worked. That is almost literally how the Labor Department comes up with its quarterly report on worker productivity in this economy. Said report landed this morning. And in fact, we were all a little bit more productive in the second quarter than we were in the first. 3.7% more productive at an annual rate, should you be curious. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports to get us going here at the top of the show, both key components of that formula, how much stuff we're making and how long it has taken us to do it, are moving in the right direction.
The Labor Department says worker output rose in the second quarter. That's in large part because economic growth has been picking up.
Not only were consumers spending, businesses were investing, but you also saw a rebound in inventories.
That's Sarah House, senior economist at Wells Fargo. She says all of those factors are a sign that workers are producing more products. For instance, if consumers spent more.
Consumers had to spend on something that was produced. So even if that was a meal at a restaurant, the airline flight, that was a product being offered to consumers.
Meanwhile, the report said that it's taking workers less time to make all those products. Average weekly hours worked fell.
We're getting to a point where those average weekly hours are basically back towards where they were pre-COVID. That's great for these employees who have been so overworked the past few years.
House says productivity numbers are volatile, and they're often revised later. George Perks, global macro strategist at Bespoke Investment Group, says the decline in hours worked could also be reflecting the fact that the workforce is getting older.
That is going to shift towards more people with part-time work, fewer people with very high hour jobs per week.
Rising productivity can be a good sign for inflation. The Labor Department also looked at how much the production of one product is costing employers in terms of hourly pay. That number has cooled down by a lot.
That looks to validate the story that high inflation from the post-pandemic period was not a structural thing, but was a very quick cyclical shock of inflation. And we're now reverting back towards the kind of 2% inflation environment that we were used to before COVID struck.
And if productivity continues to rise, it'll cost even less to make things. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.